UFO.
Got joined. Do you copy all right in 5 and 8?
K5ACK, yeah, copy pretty good. Not as strong as I've heard you in the past, but I do hear you, okay?
Yeah, I've been listening. Boy, it's been crazy. Anyway, this is finally meeting with a silent team, which I always hate to hear about these, and especially people, W5PMM, who was also active during disasters and so forth back there earlier. Anyway, he was born January 5th, 1918, and passed away on January 20th, 2013. He was in Sheridan, Arkansas, and went to be with his wife and Jesus on Sunday, January 20th, 2013, at the age of 95. He was born in Cleveland County near Horizon, Arkansas, to James David and Mariana Kay. People's family moved to a farm in Sheridan in the winter of 1925. He attended Sheridan School, and Cecil was saved at Lost Creek Baptist Church in 1935. He was a strong and faithful follower of the Lord for the remainder of his life. During the Great Depression, he joined the CCC. A lot of you remember the CCC camp. If you don't, well, you're not very old yet, but anyway. And spent time working in Utah and Little Rock. On June 24, 1940, he joined the United States Army and had a 21-year career. While in the Army, he was trained as an amateur radio operator and received his private pilot's license by attending flight school. After retirement from the Army, he and his family moved to Lawton, Oklahoma, where he worked for civil service teaching radio communications at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. He retired after 27 years of civil service employment. It's been 5 and AV. Cecil married Laura Dean Minor on May 12, 1941. Ms. Cash passed away on April 2, 2004, just 1 month before their 63rd wedding anniversary. After her death, Cecil moved back to Sheridan. At the time of his death, he lived in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Cecil was preceded in death by his wife and parents and many others of the family. comfort I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to lift these up that are kinfolk and relatives of Cecil. We just thank you for his services while he was here on earth. We just thank you, Lord, for all of his help in ham radio. We also thank you, Lord, for the family. We just want to lift them up in their sadness during this time. We pray that you'll go with us through the rest of this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, back to you. N5AV.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Very beautiful. Appreciate that very much.